Since Donald Trump was elected president, Democratic voters across the country are learning how to become activists. I'm WAMU reporter Allie Schweitzer, and I'm going to take you into a community in Virginia's 10th congressional district where liberals with no experience organizing are now holding fiery meetings and working the political system. Kristen Swanson answers to the name Mrs. Pottery. That's what the kids who visit her ceramics studio call her. She works out of a cottage in her backyard, teaching kids and adults how to make things with clay.
So we want to get the clay evenly distributed on the wheel head.
Right now, she's demonstrating how to throw a bowl on a pottery wheel. But lately, Swanson hasn't had as much time to make pots. She's found a new passion, politics. Swanson is organizing liberals and moderates in Lovettsville, a politically mixed town of 1,600 residents about an hour's drive from D.C. She says her mission is to fight Donald Trump's policies.
The night that he was elected, it's just life-changing. It's just, for the first time, feeling insecure, unsafe, and that, you know, I'm going to have to work for justice in my community and in my country, and it just was never a choice.
Since Trump's election, she has thrown herself into learning how to be an activist. She began by reading The Indivisible Guide, a handbook written by former congressional staffers that spells out how to build a grassroots movement. The guide borrows from the conservative Tea Party, an effort credited with shifting Republican politics to the right. Swanson found the guide online in December, and after that, she
printed it out, read it 100 times, and said, this is it. This is going to be what I do to organize.
Swanson is one of many progressives nationwide learning to organize. Her husband, Cullen Worley, says his wife has changed dramatically since November 8th.
Many times I'd ask that she would read the newspaper, maybe at least once a week, so that we would have more to talk about and be able to share some of the current events and things.
Now, he says, she's a political junkie and a voracious news consumer. Since The Indivisible Guide was published in December, more than 5,000 groups have registered on the guide's website. Locally, there are almost 200 registered groups. And many of the organizers, like Swanson, are political novices.
Everybody,
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Swanson opens an Indivisible meeting at the Lovettsville Community Center with the Pledge of Allegiance. About 40 people have come to hear her and other activists talk strategy. And one of Swanson's tactics is overwhelming the phone lines at the offices of their congresswoman, Republican Barbara Comstock.
We flood Comstock's staff with one issue, and we shut it down.
One man at the meeting, not sure of that strategy, contends that sounds like something the Tea Party would do. And Swanson says that's the point.
This guide is based on Tea Party strategies.
It was very effective.
And it's not a negative thing. It's civic engagement.
For weeks, Indivisible activists have been trying to persuade Comstock to hold a town hall meeting. When one wasn't forthcoming, Swanson and others organized their own. A few days after the gathering in Lovettsville, about 150 people assemble at the Sterling Community Center for something like a town hall. Comstock was invited, but she didn't show. The congresswoman told WAMU she had a schedule conflict. So instead, attendees pose questions to Indivisible volunteers who have been studying Comstock's voting record. Residents approach the microphone to ask about the congresswoman's positions on education, health care, immigration, and other issues. Retired Air Force Colonel Mike Turner, who ran for Congress unsuccessfully in 2008, delivers a passionate statement to the absent congresswoman.
And when the impeachment comes, Representative Comstock, will you vote with your constituents for the people who pay your salary or not? It's that simple.
Later on, outside the meeting, Swanson says she's touched by what she sees and hears.
It's unbelievable. It's emotional. They're just emotional.
But the head of the Loudoun County Republican Committee, Will Estrada, doesn't believe Swanson's group is serious about having a dialogue with Comstock.
What we're seeing, a goal of a lot of this, is not really to have discourse, it's to get cheap political hits.
And he doubts the Indivisible movement can recreate what the Tea Party did.
We saw Occupy Wall Street kind of was a fad and then went away. So I think it does remain to be seen whether Indivisible, whether what the left is trying to do is going to have any lasting power or if it's just manufactured through grass tops.
Despite what Estrada says, Swanson maintains the Indivisible movement is real. She's amazed at what a group of novice volunteers in Virginia's 10th district have accomplished in such a short time. She says the experience has awakened her own patriotism.
I didn't really know it was there. I didn't know. I would never have described myself as a patriot. Yes, I'm patriotic, but it's the threat of our country not being what I know it to be, forcing this action.
Swanson says she and other Lovettsville progressives have no plans to let up, and they will continue to contact Representative Comstock's office to demand she take a stand against President Trump. For WAMU, I'm Allie Schweitzer.